Jan, what jumped out at you when you watched the film of the Packers in week one?
Their offense looked, crisp. The interesting thing was how they played nickel on defense the whole day. That was an interesting look for them. They haven't been in as much 3-4 earlier in the season, so that was a little bit different. And of course, the kickoff return was special for them that day.
Chan, with Ryan Grant being injured, how much do you guys know about Brandon Jackson, and how do you think that changes the way the Packers look at
him? Well, I think they'll plug him into what they're doing. You don't go change wholesale when a situation like that occurs. And you can never, replace a great player, but you, at the same time, somebody will play the position and they're a good football player, whoever they are, or they wouldn't be in the NFL. So they're going to have the same running schemes and the same ball handling, and that part won't change. So it doesn't change our thought process other than whoever's got the football, we got to tackle them.
Chan, when you had a chance to look over the film, how frustrated were you with your offensive performance on Sunday?
Well, I was disappointed in the way we played. Obviously, since we played better in the preseason, we didn't go out there and do what I'd hoped we would do in the first ball game. So we've just got to keep fine-tuning what we know we can do and eliminate what we can't do and get back to basics of fundamental football. That's the only thing I know to do. We can't you can't dwell on the last one. You got to learn from it and get better from it, but get ready for the next one.
Chan, are you any different other than maybe a decade wiser for returning to the NFL this year?
I don't think I am. I think I'm the same guy that coached 10 years ago or more, however many years ago it was in Dallas. I think I'm the same guy.
You always hoping to get back into the league?
Sure. You always are looking for opportunities to be the best of the best. That's why you compete. And that's what this is. The NFL's the best of the best. And if you want to try to go win a championship and be the best in the world, that's why you compete at this level.
Ken, Lee Evans is a guy we know pretty well from being at Wisconsin. Always been a pretty positive guy. I would imagine it's nice to have a guy like that around, a leader like that, when you're kind of building a program the way you want to.
Yeah, he's great. And not only do we think he's great as coaches, the players think he's great. They elected him captain, and he's a true professional. And we just hope that he can continue to grow in our offense, and we can continue to grow around him because he's a really good football player.
Ken, when you're designing a game plan for this week, how do you try to keep Woodson from making the kind of plays that he's made for so many years?
I don't know if you can keep him from making those plays. I mean, the guy's a great player. The reason that he's continued to be a great player year after year is because of his great savvy and his feel for the game and unbelievable hustle, getting the balls down the field when maybe somebody else might not hustle to get there. Look, all those little things turn a good player into a great player. And I don't know that you'll keep him from making a lot of great plays. You have to be smart about how you set up game plans so that if he is somewhere you know where he is, you know exactly where he is, and you make sure you don't try to force the ball when he's around the ball, when he's in the area you're trying to work it to.
What kept Brom from being your one or your two quarterback?
Well, the other two guys just played better in preseason. They had a little bit more experience. And they played a little bit better. And it wasn't that big of a difference, to be honest with you. It was, you just got to make a decision about what direction you're going to go. And he's a He's a fine young man. I think he's got a chance to be a good quarterback before it's over with. But the more experience he can get, the more comfortable he gets in a scheme. I mean, this is his third different scheme in 2 years. So it's kind of hard to get comfortable in something. So he just needs to keep working. But he's got a chance to be a good player before it's over with.
Chan, Aaron Rodgers wasn't as sharp as he wanted to be against Philly, but they still put up 27 points. How tough is this pass offense to defend?
Very difficult. They do so many different things out of so many different personnel groupings. They always are putting a little bit of doubt in your mind. And if you put a little bit of doubt in somebody's mind, then you gain an advantage. And they've been able to work every situation the way they want to work it. He knows where to throw the football. He can read defenses. And like I said, he's been in this offense for quite a while now. And I don't think I said it to you. I think I said it to our guys because they asked me the same question. And we just see a guy that's very comfortable in the offense. He knows what's going on. He knows the players he has around him. And he continues to make plays.
What kind of challenge do you guys face without Paul at linebacker?
Well, it'll be a challenge. I mean, we're going to have to, you know, shore that position up more by committee than by one person being able to do it. We'll probably have a couple of people trying to play in there and help us do what we need to do in certain situations.
You going to continue to spread carries, or would you like to see one of your running backs emerge?
Well, I've always never had the luxury of three players like this. And we're still in the process of learning what each can do. We didn't have Fred or Marshawn in preseason. We didn't have either one of them. They both got hurt in the first drive of the first preseason game, and Marshawn got back for the last game when he carried it about five times and 12 plays, and that was it. So I don't really know about these guys. I'm still trying to learn about them. And so I think as the season goes on, we'll continue to evolve their roles and see how things fit the best.
Chan, the word rebuilding isn't used a lot in the NFL, but, you know, with a new coach and a young team, is this sort of a rebuilding year for you guys?
You're right. I don't use that term. I don't like that term. I think that if you're not walking out there trying to win a championship every time you prepare a game plan, then you're wrong. And so we're trying to get better every week, teach our guys, you know, the direction we are headed, and getting everybody on the same page. And, yeah, I don't like that term either. There's a lot of work to be done, but we've got some good football players. We just got to get everybody working together and on the same page and get a win and then get another one and then get another one. That's the process.
Coming in, was there a lot to do with attitude, morale of this team coming off of the lack of success of the franchise over the last few seasons?
I don't know that it's their attitude and their outlook and their work ethic and all of that is excellent. I think what you have to do is you have to get from a position in this league of hoping to win to expecting to win, and that's a big leap. So you've got to work on that, and you've got to talk about that, and you've got to have enough confidence to expect to win. And it's not easy if you haven't won to gain any confidence.